Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
Maybe first, let's read one verse.
我们先来读一节的圣经。
This is in Romans chapter 5 and verse 17.
罗马书第五章。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
So I'll read. This is NASB 95. And my brother will read it in Chinese.
我先来读英文的，我弟兄会来读中文的。
For if by the transgression of the one, that is Adam, death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ.
罗马书五章十七节，若因一人的过犯，死就因这一人做了王，何况那些受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的，岂不更要因耶稣基督一人在生命中做王吗？
Yeah, so here we can see there's the Lord's purpose or intention for us that we may reign in life through Jesus Christ.
我们这里看见我们的主在我们生命中的目的，他要我们因耶稣基督一人在生命中做王。
I shared with brothers and sisters last time that I felt the Lord directing my heart to study the book of James regarding the training of kingship.
上一次我已经跟弟兄们姊妹们分享到，主放在我心中要我来读这个雅各书，研读雅各书，来认识这位，来认识神的旨意，关于要训练我们做王的这件事情。
If we just briefly read the book of James, we may feel it's a book focusing on moral and deeds.
如果我们只是简简单单的读雅各书的话呢，我们可能会感觉说这是一本讲这个道德和行为的书。
Yeah, it's like about what Christians should do or what Christians should not do.
里面有很多的教导是关于说基督徒应该怎么做，基督徒不应该怎么做。
But there's something much more profound in this book.
但实际上的话，在这本书里面有一些更深刻的东西。
The Bible always explains itself because the Bible is the revelation of God.
圣经实际上是会自己来解释他自己的话语，因为圣经就是神的启示。
So we need to read James chapter 1 verse 25.
我们先来读雅各书一章二十五节。
But we'll only read the first sentence.
我们只是读第一句。
Here it says, this is NASB 95. But one who looks intently at the perfect law.
这里说唯有详细查看那全备的律法。
Yeah, this hear the word look intently.
这里说详细查看。
It actually in original Greek means to stoop down.
在希腊原文的意思里面实际上是说是要俯身去查看。
Yeah, so let me explain what that means.
那我来解释这个什么意思。
My dear wife planted a lot of flowers in our garden.
我亲爱的妻子在我的花园里面种了很多的花。
Now I can just stand there and then look at these flowers.
我可以站在那里来看这些花。
But if I really want to see the difference between from one flower to another flower,
但如果我想要知道说这个花跟那个花有什么区别的时候
，I need to bend down.
我需要弯腰。
I need to stoop down.
我需要蹲下去。
I could even need to kneel down.
我甚至可以跪下去。
To at the same level as the flower, and then I can look carefully, and then to find the wonderful creation of God.
把我的身子放到跟花同样的高度，然后来仔细的查看神的美丽的创造。
So, this means it requires us to pay attention, to carefully and humbly look into God's words.
这就是说，他要求我们需要很注意。很小心谦卑的来看神的话。
Yeah, if we just look at this high level, we can't tell.
如果我们只从高高的往上看一眼，我们可能看不见那个区别。
But when we have this right attitude,
但是如果我们有个对的态度，
God can open the Bible to show us his heart and his purpose.
神可以打开圣经，让我们看见神在圣经的话语里面他的心意，他的旨意。
And then we will receive the living words as a food, nourishment,Enlightenment, wisdom, and guidance.
那么神的话，他的活的话，就成为我们的食物，成为我们里面的滋养，成为启示，成为我们的智慧和我们的带领。
So when we carefully read the book of James, we will find its focus is not on do's and don'ts.
当我们在仔细的读雅各书的时候，我们发现说，它里面的重点不是在那些要做什么、不要做什么。
Because the deeds. can be just outward appearance and deceiving.
因为那些行为好像只是外表的，好像很容易能够欺骗人的。
It could deceive others. It could also deceive ourselves.
这个欺骗的话，一方面是欺骗别人，另一方面的话，甚至我们自己也被骗了。
I can have the appearance of a soldier, but I don't have the reality of a soldier at all.
也许我外面穿的衣服很像一个士兵，可是我们里面实在是没有士兵的这个生命。
Yeah, so what James focused is the end result of our faith.
雅各书里面所重点强调的就是我们信心的果效。
Yeah, the fruit of life, a mature life like our Lord Jesus.
就是我们生命的果子，这生命的果子就像耶稣那样成型的生命的果子。
It's the life of a king.
是那个是作王的生命。
And James knew such life must be tested.
雅各知道说这样的生命是需要经过试验的。
If the good deeds is just an outward appearance, it cannot stand the test of time.
如果我们只是外面有这好行为，这样的好行为是经不起的试验和考验的。
Yeah, but if our faith and life is real, then we can see in James chapter 1 verse 12.
如果我们的信心和我们的生命是真实的，那我们就能看见说雅各书在一章十二节这里面所说的。
Yeah, let's take a look at that together.
我们一起来看一下。
I'll read again in English and my brother will read in Chinese.
我先读英文的，我弟兄会读中文。
Blessed is a man who perseveres under trial. For once he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him.
忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
Yeah, here the word trial also means temptation.
这里的试验也可以翻译成试探。
Yeah, just like David, he endured many temptations during those years persecuted by Saul.
就像大卫，在那些年被扫罗追杀的那些年，他实际上经过了很多的试探。
And then he was approved. He was approved that truly the life of God reigns in his life.
他那些年的这个经历里面，他证明一件事情，就是我们神的生命在他里面是做主的。
So just like what we read in Romans chapter 5 verse 17, then he can reign in life to God.
就像我们刚才读的罗马书15章17节在里面说，因耶稣基督义人在生命中作王。
And the Lord prepared not a medal or trophy for such people.
神为这些人所预备的，不光只是那些奖牌和奖杯而已。
But the crown for a king.
乃是一个做王的这个生命的冠冕。
Now such a mature life can serve God's purpose as leaders and kings.
这样一个成熟的生命就能够来服侍神，来服侍神的旨意，来做这个领袖，做王。
So we always use David as an example.
我们常常用大卫做那个例子。
He's a man after God's heart.
他是一位合神心意的人。
He is a man became king not for himself.
他成为王不是为了他的自己。
Not for his dignity, not for his enjoyment.
不是为了他自己的尊严，不是为了他自己的享受。
But for serving God and leading others to the Lord.
乃是为了服侍神，乃是为了把其他人带到主的面前。
If we gladly receive God's training and discipline, we will become good leaders and good influencers like David.
如果我们每一个人都能欢欢喜喜地接受神的训练和管教，我们就会能够成为像大卫那样子的好的领袖和好的一个影响身边的人。
One important training of kingship is endurance.
在做王的训练这个课程里面，一个很重要的一个就是要学习忍耐。
Last time we briefly touched about this.
上一次我们已经很简单的提到了这一点。
Now we can know why this is important because James mentioned this at the beginning of the book and towards the end of the book.
在雅各书的开始部分和雅各书的后面的部分的话呢，都提到好多次关于忍耐这件事情。
Yeah, so we know if a message is repeated, it must be very important.
我们知道，如果神的话是不断的重复的告诉我们，我们说要说神要告诉我们的这个信息是很重要的。
Yeah, so today I'd like to further have some fellowship upon this.
今天早晨我还要继续跟弟兄姊妹们继续来分享这一个点。
I'll talk in two points.
我会分享两个点。
First one is about endurance as we learn among the saints.
第一点是关于在众圣徒中间我们要学习忍耐。
Yeah, we may think that pursuing maturity is a personal matter and has nothing to do with kingship.
很多时候我们想说来追求成熟这件事情是个人的事情，好像跟我们要做完这件事情是没有关系的。
But if we look at the book of James,
但是如果我们来查考雅各书的时候，
you can see all the lessons that he talked about has to do with the people around us.
我们看见说，他提到的很多的功课都是跟我们周围的人是有关系的。
For example, the learning of our speech or taming of our tongue.
比如说关于怎么说话，比如说关于怎么管住我们的舌头。
If I'm just alone, I don't have to learn this lesson, right?
如果我只是一个人待着的话呢，那我可能就不用学习说怎么说话。
And many others, right? How do we treat others? That's definitely, yeah. If I'm alone, there's no such lesson.
还有其他很多的这个教训，关于说我们怎么样与人交往，怎么样对待他人。如果我只是一个人的话，那我就不用学这些了。
So God does not train us in a monastery.
神不是在修道院里面来训练我们。
But in the house of God.
他乃是在神的家中来训练我们。
It is not easy, as we are all imperfect, and we can hurt each other.
这不是一件容易的事情，因为我们每个人都不完全，我们在一起的时候可能会互相伤害。
Someone gave this illustration.
有一些人可能举了个很好的例子。
He says that we are like hedgehogs in the winter time.
他说好像我们就像冬天里面的刺猬。
We like to get close to each other to keep us warm.
我们很想能够更靠得近一点，这样的话我们能够温暖一点，保暖。
But when we are too close to each other, our spines start to poke each other.
但是呢，如果我们靠得太近的话呢，我们身上的刺就能够伤害到彼此。
So that makes us uncomfortable.
我们就觉得不舒服了。
But then if we keep the social distance.
但是如果我们保持距离的话呢？
We feel cold and lonely.
我们就感觉很寒冷，我们觉得很孤单。
Now thank God, our nature life is like a hedgehog.
感谢主，我们的天然人就像个刺猬一样。
But the life of Christ in us is like a lamb.
但是主耶稣基督的生命在我们里面是羔羊的生命。
Yeah. He can bear all things, believe all things, hope all things, and endure all things.
他可以凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
Yeah, that is in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I think brothers and sisters are all familiar with the passage.
这是哥林多前书十三章第七节，这里面弟兄姊妹都很熟悉这些经文。
So what we need is turn our eyes and heart to our Lord.
我们所需要做的是去把我们的眼睛、把我们的心来转向我们的主。
He brings us into His love and His endurance.
他把我们带到他的爱、带到他的忍耐里面去。
He can deliver us from our self-centered life.
他可以把我们从我们的自我为中心的这个生命里面拯救出来。
And form His character in us.
把他自己的性格做在我们的身上。
This is how we can learn endurance among the saints.
这就是我们怎么样在圣徒中间来学习忍耐。
Maybe we have a lot of failures in the past.
也许在过去我们有很多的失败。
But I hope brothers and sisters understand this.
但是我盼望弟兄姊妹们能够理解这一点。
There's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
那些在耶稣基督里面就不被定罪了。
I always like to tell our young brothers and sisters that God never intended us to be losers.
我常常告诉年轻的弟兄姊妹们说，神从来没有计划让我们任何一个人成为那个失败者。
Instead, He planned for us to be overcomers.
实际上，他来计划我们每一个人都成为了得胜者。
Because the overcomer, Christ Jesus, lives in us.
因为那个得胜者就是我们的耶稣基督，他也住在我们的里面。
So that become possible that we can be overcomers.
因着他住在我们里面，所以我们成为得胜者就有可能了。
The second point is the endurance in time.
第二点我要讲的就是在时间中的忍耐。
Yeah, the first challenging is with men, right? We all understand that. And the second challenging of endurance is with time.
关于忍耐的话，第一个挑战是在人际关系方面，第二个挑战就在时间上面。
We all hope the suffering can be less, the sickness can go away sooner, and the waiting time can be shorter.
我们常常盼望说我们的苦难会少一些，我们的疾病能够很快的过去，然后我们等候的时间可以缩短。
We wait for the change, but the change we hoped seems often delayed.
我们常常等候在生命中有一些变化，但是呢，我们所盼望的变化呢，常常被延迟。
We hope to see growth in us and among the people that we care and love, but the growth seems to be so little and so slow.
我们希望在我们里面能看见这个成长，我们能够看见说这个成长在我们所爱的、我们所关心的人身上，他们也能够有成长。但是往往这些成长的话，在我们看来是这么的小，是这么的慢。
By our nature, we can get frustrated and we lose heart easily.
如果看着我们天然人的话呢，我们很容易就灰心，我们就丧气了。
How can we endure against time?
我们如何在时间中来学习忍耐呢？
James actually gives us, show us two secrets.
雅各弟兄给我们两个秘密。
So we will need to read these passages in the end of chapter, end of the books. Chapter 5. And, first we'll read the verse 7.
我们会来读雅各书五章第七节。
This is a ESV. So I like to use different translations because I felt some translations in certain verses better than others. So, but anyway, this is ESV. It says, "Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient about it until it receives the early and the late rains."
雅各书五章七节，弟兄们呐，你们要忍耐，直到主来。看呐，农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产，直到得了秋雨春雨。
So there's some background about this verse.
在这些经文里面的话，有一些的背景。
In the land of Israel, there are two raining seasons.
在以色列的那个地，在中东那块地的话呢，他们有两个雨季。
Yeah, that's why it's called the early rain and the later rain.
所以他们说是秋雨春雨。
Yeah, in between the rainy seasons, the land is dry and the plants grow slowly.
在两个雨季中间的话呢，他们这个地全是干的，没有雨，然后呢，那些植物就长得非常非常慢。
But the farmers know the rain will surely come according to the season.
但是农夫知道那个雨季来的时候一定会有雨的。
Yeah, so they patiently wait.
他们就很耐心的等候。
The dry season affects the plants so that their roots go deeper into the earth.
在这旱季的时候，那些植物它们的根就往下扎。
And then when the rain comes, the latter rain comes, they produce the precious fruit.
当那个秋雨春雨来的时候，那些植物就能够长出那美好的果实来。
And the farmer's patience is rewarded with the harvest.
农夫的耐心就得到了这个丰收的作为奖赏。
Spiritually speaking, the early and the latter rains talk about the work of the Holy Spirit.
在属灵上来讲的话呢，这个秋雨春雨就讲圣灵的工作。
So here James used this as an illustration to tell us.
我们看见说雅各弟兄在这里面用这个比喻来告诉我们。
We as farmers, we should do what we ought to do.
我们每个人也都是农夫，我们应该做我们农夫该做的事情。
We need to till the land, we need to sow the seed, we need to get rid of the weed and pests.
我们需要来耕地，我们需要来撒种，我们需要来除草。
But the end, the result is in the hands of the Lord.
但是呢，最终的结果是在主的手中。
We trust the Holy Spirit will do mighty work among his people before the coming of the Lord.
我们相信圣灵要在我们中间做那伟大能力的工作，在我们主耶稣回来之前，这个工作要做成。
So this is how the farmer could have the patience.
这就是农夫需要有的耐心。
He knows it will happen. The rain will come.
他知道雨季会来，他知道雨季来的时候会发生什么事情。
Yeah, so that's why you can see that in verse 8, that continue with verse 7. It says, "Be patient, you also. Establish your hearts, because the presence of the Lord has drawn nigh."
我们这里能看到雅各书五章八节这里说，你们也当忍耐，坚固你们的心，因为主来的日子近了。
Yeah, so this is the first secret that James talked about.
这就是雅各书里面告诉我们的第一个的这个秘密。
The second secret about endurance in time is that James talked about is using Job as an example.
在第二个秘密，就关于这个时间上忍耐的第二个秘密，他们是用约伯这个例子。
So we'll read the verse 11. Now this time I use New King James. Indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful.
雅各书五章十一节，那先前忍耐的人，我们称他们是有福的。你们听见过约伯的忍耐，也知道主给他的结局。明显主是满心怜悯，大有慈悲。
The reason I picked this New King James or King James, you find that they talk about the end of the Lord or intended by the Lord.
我之所以用这个英文版本的这个翻译，因为它里面提到说主给他的结局。
Yeah, that intended actually was the word added by translators. So if we just directly translate, it's talk about the end of the Lord.
那个其中有一个字就是那个故意要给预先要给这个字是翻译的人加进去的。
Yeah, so we don't have much time to talk about this, but it means God has an end for you and for me, for each of us.
我们没有很多的时间来仔细的讲，但是呢，这里能看见说，神在我们每一个人的身上，在你的身上，在我的身上，都有一个目的。
And thank God that by His grace, by His mercy, Job received the end.
我们感谢主，靠着他的恩典和怜悯，约伯得到一个好的结局。
And that's also what we should be.
这也是我们每一个人都应该有的光景。
We should receive the end the Lord for us.
我们应该得到主给我们每个人预备的结局。
Now, how did Job succeed?
那约伯怎么样？他在忍耐里面他成功的呢？
Maybe we don't consider he succeeded, but the Bible does say so.
也许在我们的人的眼睛来看的话呢，我们不觉得他很成功，但是圣经这么说。
So when we look at, we don't have time to read the whole Job, but when we look at Job's life, we find out there are two things that help him to endure.
虽然我们没有时间来读整本的约伯记，但是呢，我们在这个他的这个圣经里面能看见至少有两件事情。
The first thing is that he knew God better than his friends.
我们看见说他认识神比他的朋友都更好。
So the Lord allowed him to go through all these difficulties, hardship, and being misunderstood because God knows Job does know God better than others.
所以主允许约伯经过这些的艰难患难，经过这些的被误解，但是呢，神知道他认识神比其他人都更清楚，所以神允许他经过这样的环境。
Yeah, there are just used two verses. One is in Job chapter 19, verse 25.
我会读两节的经文，第一节是约伯记十九章二十五节。
For I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at the last on the earth.
我知道我的救赎主活着，末了必站立在地上。
So somehow Job knows that God is his Redeemer.
约伯知道神是他的救赎主。
And then we also can see a lot of among his dialogue with his friends, but we don't have time to talk about that.
在他的跟朋友的对话里面，我们看见他对神是有认识的。今天虽然我们没有时间来仔细讲。
But we can see that God gave the testimony, because in chapter 42, the end of Job, verse 7, that the Lord said to Eliphaz, the Temanite, that my wrath is kindled against you and against your two friends, because you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has.
但是呢，在约伯书的最后，我们的神亲自为约伯做见证。他对提曼人以利法说：“我的怒气向你和你两个朋友发作，因为你们议论我不如我的仆人约伯说的是。”
So here's a very important secret: the more we know the Lord, the more we can endure.
这里有一个非常重要的秘密，就是我们越多的认识主，我们越多的能够忍耐。
If we do not know the Lord, there's no way we can endure.
如果我们不认识我们的主，你不可能忍耐的。
Yeah, the second thing of his secret to be to endure is because the Lord appeared to him.
第二个秘密就怎样？为什么能够忍耐呢？是因为主向他来显现。
He is the answer to all of our questionings.
主自己就是我们所有问题的答案。
This is in the end, towards the end of Job. So again, in chapter 42, and we'll read the verse 5 and 6.
这是在约伯记42章5到6节。
I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Therefore I retract, and I repent in dust and ashes.
我从前分闻有你，现在亲眼看见你，因此我厌恶自己，在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
This is often the prayer for myself and prayer for our brothers and sisters.
这句话其实是常常是我的祷告，也是很多弟兄姊妹的祷告。
That we may not justhear of him with the hearing of the ear, but we may see with our eyes.
那我们不光只是分闻我们的主，要我们要亲眼看见我们的主。
Because when we really see him, then we also see ourselves in the light of him.
因为当我们真正看见我们的主的时候，我们在主的光中就能真正认识我们自己。
This will deliver us from our self-centered life, and then it will create that perseverance in us.
这个看见就能够把我们从自我为中心的这个生命里面拯救出来，能够把主所要的一个性格，让他忍耐坐在我们的身上。
So this is the training of endurance or perseverance.
这就是关于忍耐，关于坚韧不拔的这个训练。
Endurance is not a passive thing.
忍耐不是消极的。
Yeah. It actually enlarges our capacity.
忍耐是增加我们的生命的度量。
I think all the brothers and sisters that love sports can understand this.
我们中间很多弟兄姊妹们都可以来做见证。
Yeah, if you are in a swim team, maybe you at the beginning you can swim 25 meters, but then after more training, now you can your capacity is enlarged. You can swim 50 meters or you can swim 100 meters.
那比如说我们弟兄姊妹们参加过游泳的训练，开始的时候也许你只能游25米，但是经过一段时间训练，你就能游50米，甚至能够游100米。
Your endurance is increased, and your as well as your capacity.
你的耐力增加了，你的生命的度量、能力也增加了。
The Lord plans us to be enlarged, that we may be kings like Him.
神的计划就是要来扩张我们里面生命的度量，使我们能够预备好做王。
This concludes my sharing.
这就是我的分享。
我们感谢主弟兄的交通。
We thank the Lord for our brother's sharing.
刚才弟兄讲到，大卫是一位合乎神心意的人。
Just now, our brother spoke upon David, who was after the Lord's heart.
那我今天的负担就从大卫的身上来交通他的一些点。
My burden today is also from the life of David.
那我们看。先看两处圣经。
Let's first look at two passages.
第一个在历代志上十三章。
The first is from 1 Chronicles 13.
第三节跟四节。
Verse 3 and 4.
我们要把神的约柜运到我们这里来，因为在扫罗年间，我们没有在约柜前求问神，全会众都说可以如此行，这是在众民眼中看为好。
And let us bring back the ark of our God to us, since we did not seek it in the days of Saul. Then all the assembly said that they would do so, for this was right in the eyes of all the people.
然后第二处是在历代志上十七章。
The second verse is from 1 Chronicles 17.
第一节。
Verse 1.
大卫住在自己宫中，对先知拿单说，看哪，我住在香柏木的宫中，耶和华的约柜反住在幔子里。
And it came about when David lived in his house that David said to Nathan the prophet, Look, I am living in a house of cedar, but the ark of the covenant of the Lord is under tent curtains.
我们先读这两节经节。
We'll first read these two passages.
我们都知道在旧约中约柜代表神的同在。
We all know,
代表神自己。
We all know that in the Old Testament, the ark represented God's presence of himself.
有神的同在的地方，神的荣耀就在那里。
Wherever the presence of God was, his glory was there.
但是我们看在士师记的最后一章的最后一节里面说到一件事情。
But we see in the book of Judges in the last chapter, in the last verse.
那边说，那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
In those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
就是在那时以色列人的光景。
And this was the condition of the Israelites at that time.
结果后来到了一次跟以非利士人征战的时候。
And it became that when they were in battle with the Philistines.
约柜被掳。
The ark was captured.
那圣经就跟我们说到，这是神荣耀就离开了以色列了。
So the Bible tells us that this is when the presence, the glory of God, departed from Israel.
虽然后来非利士人把约柜又运回到归回到以色列国中。
Even though in the, later the Philistines returned the ark back to the Israelites.
但是因着以色列人那时候的光景，他们不知道约柜的宝贵。
But at that time, because of their condition, they didn't understand the importance and preciousness of the ark.
所以约柜就被停放在基列耶林的地方。
So the ark remained at Kiriath-Jearim.
基列耶林是一个森林的地区。
This was a place in the forest.
是人所不容易看到的。
It's not an easy place to access for people.
是隐藏的。
It's hidden.
但是我们是要有心的人才会去寻找约柜，才能够看得到约柜。
Only those who had the heart to seek out the ark could go and find it.
在这是当时以色列人的光景。
So this was the condition of the people of Israel.
神已经不在他们的中间了。
God was no longer in their midst.
神的荣耀已经离开他们了。
There is His glory had departed from them.
那我在看这一段经文的时候，也在思想我们现在的光景是什么呢？
So when I was reading the scripture, I was thinking about our own condition.
这是不是给我们的一些的警惕跟警觉呢？
Does this give us some warning?
我们是不是有这个光景？
Do we have this condition?
教会中没有王，没有主。
That there is no Lord, there is no King in our church.
个人任意而行。
That everyone is doing what is right in our own eyes.
我不知道大家换眼放眼看过去过这几千来教会的历史。
I don't know if we looked at all the history of the church.
特别在过啊，我们现今的教会的光景。
And the condition of the church.
我们实在是需要警醒。
We truly need to be aware.
我们聚集的当中，神是不是在我们当中呢？
Is the Lord amongst our midst as we gather?
神的荣耀是不是从我们的当中已经离去了呢？
Has His glory already departed from our?
我们有没有爱慕神同在的感觉呢？
Our gathering, do we have the heart after the Lord?
今天早晨我们奉主的名聚集在这里。
As we gather before the Lord in His name,
我们是不是感觉到主的同在就在我们当中呢？
Are we able to sense His presence right in our midst?
还是早晨来我们就是因为今天是主日，我是基督徒，我就来到这里。
Or is it because it's Sunday and I am a Christian, so I've come to this place?
这个问题包括我自己，每一位弟兄姐妹，我们都在主面前，我们要寻求。
This is a question that I myself and every brother and sister must seek before the Lord.
所以在那时候，在刚才我们念的一句话啊，第一段的经节里面看到，在扫罗年间。
There's one phrase that we saw in the first verse that in the days of Saul.
我们没有在约柜前求问神。
That they did not seek before the Lord, before the ark.
当扫罗做王的时候，
When Saul was king,
他不觉得约柜的重要。
He didn't understand the importance of the ark.
他就照着自己的感觉，自己的认识来服侍神。
He served God according to his own feelings, his own wisdom.
这也是刚才我们说到士师记的光景。
And we also spoke on this as a condition of in the book of Judges.
个人任意而行。
Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
其实以色列的王啊，扫罗王他也是这样。
And also the king of Israel, Saul, was also like this.
但是在大卫里面，我们看到完全不一样的光景。
But we see a completely different condition in David.
大卫里面实在是有追求神、追求主的心。
David had a heart that sought after the Lord, sought after God.
他所以这个心到是非常的强烈。
This is very intense of a seeking.
Yeah, 我们可以从诗篇132篇里面看到。
If we look at Psalm 132,
他这边说到，我不进我的帐幕，我也不上我的床榻，我不容我的眼目睡觉，也不容我的眼目打盹，只等我为耶和华寻得所在，为雅各的大能者寻得居所。我们听说约柜在以法他，我们在基列耶林就寻见了。
I certainly will not enter my house, nor lie on my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the Mighty One of Jacob. Behold, we heard about it in Ephrathah. We found it in the field of Jar.
大卫实在是爱主的同在，爱主自己。
David truly loved God's presence, loved God himself.
他里面的强烈的感觉让他到一个地步，他说我不进我的帐幕，我不上我的床榻，我不容我的眼睛睡觉，也不容我的眼目打盹。他没办法得到安息。
He had such a feeling that he said he would not enter his house or lie on his bed or give sleep to his eyes or slumber to his eyelids. He would not be able to find rest.
只等到他能够找到主，只等到他能够知道主在他的中间。
Until he knew that God was in his presence.
弟兄姐妹们，
Brothers and sisters.
今天我们在这个地上。
Today, as we are here in this world.
我相信很多人可能会为一些事情我们睡不着觉。
I trust that there are many reasons we cannot fall asleep.
Yeah, 有时候我们为着我们的工作，为着我们的事业，为着我们的身体，为着我们很多都是合理的事。
Sometimes it might be for our work, our health, our jobs, and these are all very reasonable reasons.
但是弟兄姐妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
我们这些属主的人，
But we who belong to the Lord,
里面有主生命的，
who have his life,
这包括问我自己，我们是不是有为主与我们同在这件事情在主面前寻求吗？
And this includes myself, but do we seek before the Lord about his presence in our lives?
我们有没有看到主如果不在我们当中，我们会睡不着觉吗？
Do we see that we can't fall asleep either if the Lord is not in our midst?
我们看到大卫，他是一位合乎神心意的。
We see that David was a man after God's own heart.
他所考虑的、所关乎的是神的家。
What he considered, what he cared about was God's house.
当神的不在他的家里的时候, 他没办法睡觉,
and if
他没办法安息。
If God was not in his house, he would not be able to rest, he would not be able to sleep.
所以弟兄,亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
so dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们来到, 聚会, 我们参加各样的聚会, 我们是不是非常 珍惜神同在的感觉?
So as we come to various meetings, are we attuned to this presence of God?
每次来到与神同在的时候, 我们里面是不是得着那完全的释放, 得着那喜乐呢?
And when we come to his presence, do we gain all the joy and the rest?
有时候我们来到一个同样的聚会里面,
sometimes we might come to the same meeting.
有时候有些弟兄姐妹说, 我今天感觉到神的同在, 实在是好。
And some brothers and sisters may say, I've experienced the presence of God, this is good.
但有些弟兄姐妹里面有一个, 疑惑,
and some other brothers and sisters may have another thought.
好像说我今天什么都没有得着,
today I'd gain nothing.
今天好像就是平平淡淡的,
it seems just ordinary.
我不晓得为什么有不同的感觉呢?
I don't know why there might be two different feelings.
也许是我们里面灵的问题,
maybe it is our own spirit.
当我们奉主名聚集的时候, 主就在我们当中。
When we gather in his name, he is in our midst.
所以弟兄姐妹们, 我们实在是需要主的怜悯。
So truly, we brothers and sisters, we need his mercy.
让我们对主的同在, 对主自己实在是有强迫的感觉。
That we would have this burden for his presence, for his very self.
那大卫在 132篇里面, 第六节里面说到一句话。
In Psalm 132, in verse 6, he said, David said something.
中文我们是这么翻, 我们听说约柜在以法他。
In Chinese, it's translated as that we heard that the ark is in Ephrathah.
但是在英文里面, 好, 大家听的话, 有另外一种翻译。
But in English, in the English translation, there's a different interpretation.
就是我们在以法他就听见的约柜。
That we heard about it in Ephrathah.
就是以法他就是伯利恒。
Ephrathah is Bethlehem.
伯利恒就是大卫他的故乡。
And that is David's hometown.
就是他年幼的时候在那边放羊的地方。
And that is where in his youth he was a shepherd.
如果照着这样子的理解的话, 大卫从小就想约柜。
If we follow this logic, David heard and thought about the ark in his youth.
从小就寻求约柜的心就在他的里面。
And the seeking after the ark was in his youth.
所以弟兄姐妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
当我们接受主耶稣成为我们的救主的时候,
so when we accept our Lord Jesus as our Savior,
耶稣的生命已经在我们的里面,
and his life is inside of us,
那时候我们就有渴望与主同在的心,
then at that time we would seek after, we had have the desire to be with the Lord.
因为这是生命与生命的, 响约。
Because this is a desire for life, for life.
所以不管我们的生命, 我们的信主的连是有多久,
so it doesn't matter how long we've believed in the Lord.
对,刚刚信主的或信主多年的,
for a newly believing or one who has believed for many years,
我们都要有这样子的渴望与主同在的心。
We would all have this heart to desire after the Lord to be with him.
愿主每一次我们聚集的时候, 我们都知道他在我们的当中,
so may
他亲自对我们说话。
So may every time we come together to gather, we would see that he is in our midst and that he is speaking to us.
所以这是我第一个点所要交通的。
So this is the first point I wanted to share today.
那我们刚才我们念到第二段的经文, 讲到历代志上17章那边。
And then the second scripture we read from 1 Chronicles 17.
在大卫住在自己宫中, 然后对约拿单讲的这一段话。
When David lived in his house and what he spoke to Nathan the prophet.
这就是大卫里面有一个想法。
He had this thought inside of him.
他要为耶和华的约柜建造圣殿。
That he wanted to build the temple for the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord.
我们有时候会问为什么大卫会有这样子的心思呢?
Sometimes we might wonder, why did he have this thought?
因为大卫实在是明白神心意的人。
But because it is because David is one who truly understood the heart of God.
大卫心中知道神所要的。
He understood what God desired.
他在地上知道神要有一个安息的所在。
He wanted to know, he knew that God wanted a place to dwell.
如果我们继续看诗篇 132篇的第13节的时候,
if we continue to read in Psalm 132, verse 13,
我们可以看到, 因为耶和华拣选的锡安, 愿意当作自己的居所, 说, 这是我永远安息之所, 我要住在这里, 因为这是我所愿意的。
For the Lord has chosen Zion, he has desired it as his dwelling place. This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it.
从创世到大卫的年间,
from creation to the time of David,
好像圣经第一次记载到神对圣殿的渴望。
It seems this is the first that expresses the Lord's desire for a resting place.
那大卫知道,
and David knew this.
他有了这个心,
he had this heart.
但是我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
当大卫有对神有这样子的心的时候,
that when David had this heart before the Lord,
神对大卫说,
God spoke to him.
就是神反而对大卫说,我要先建立你的家室,如果我们看下面的经文的话,
that God actually spoke to him first and said, I will build up your house.
我要先建立你的王国,
I will establish your kingdom.
这是何等美的事,
what a beautiful thing.
因为我们的神实在是爱我们,
because God truly loves us.
他首先都是为我们,
that for everything he first does for us.
即使我们有这么一点点的心, 愿意为主做什么的时候,
even if we have just a very small desire to do something for him,
主已经先把他的恩典, 他的爱, 赐给了我们, 为我们建造, 为我们建立我们所不应该配有的。
That God has already given his mercy and his grace to provide for us what we might not be, we are not worthy of.
所以当神对大卫说完的那句话，那些话以后，
so when God spoke these words to David,
在17章第16节里面说到，
in chapter 16, 17 verse 16,
于是大卫进去坐在耶和华面前说，耶和华我是谁，我的将算什么？
In 1 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 16, then King David came in and sat before the Lord and said, who am I, Lord God, and what is my house that you have brought me this far?
我是谁?
Who am I?
大卫认识他是谁?
David understood who he was.
因为他实在是认识他的主。
Because he truly understood his Lord.
我们记得在大马色,扫罗,就保罗。We
remember on the road to Damascus, Paul,
他见到那个大光的时候,
when he encountered the bright light,
他问了一句话,
he asked one phrase,
你是谁?
Who are you?
这是每一个人我们都要知道的。
This is something that we all need to know.
唯我们先知道神是谁, 我们主是谁的时候, 我们就能够认清我们是谁。
Once we understand who the Lord is, then we can come to understand who we are.
我们只不过是一个罪人, 蒙主的恩。
We are nothing but a sinner saved by grace.
弟兄姐妹们,
brothers and sisters,
有时候我们在生活中我们觉得我们可以做很多事。
In our lives, sometimes we think we can do many things.
我们可以计划很多。
We can make many plans.
好像所有的这些成就都是靠着我们自己。
And all of these successes are according to our own self.
但是在圣经里面,
but in the Bible,
应该在雅各书说到,
in James, it says,
第四章,
chapter 4,
14节说到,
Verse 14 it says,
其实明天如何, 你们还不知道, 你们的生命是什么呢? 你们原来是一片云雾, 出现少时就不见了。 你们只当说, 主若愿意, 我们就可以活着, 也可以做这事, 也可以做那事。
Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow, for you are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and also do this and that.
主若愿意,
if the Lord wills,
这是我们在主面前的一个态度。
This is the attitude we have before the Lord.
是的,我们应该在世的时候, 我们是要计划, 我们是要, 思想, 我们要做我们该做的事。
Yes, while we're here, we do need to make plans and do the things that we ought to do.
但是我们的态度都知道, 这都是主自己做成的。
But our attitude should be that this is all in the Lord's will.
主若愿意,
if the Lord wills,
我们才能够得到这一切我们所得的。
Then we will gain all that we need to gain.
这都是主的恩典。
This is all His grace.
所以我们实在是愿主让我们看到, 这个是非常重要的。
So may the Lord allow us to see this is very important.
那我们也知道神不允许大卫为他建造圣殿。
We also know that God didn't allow David to build his temple.
但是大卫并没有因着这样, 他对圣殿这件事情有任何的冷淡。
But because of this, David was not turned away from his desire to do this because
在,
of this.
在他下面的日子中,
in his life,
他做了两件好, 关于圣殿有关的事情。
He did two things for the temple.
第一件事情就是为建圣殿预备材料。
He prepared all the materials for the temple.
第二件事情就是安排圣殿里面侍奉敬拜的次序。
And the second thing is he arranged and restored the worship in the temple.
虽然他在肉身里他不能看到圣殿。
So even though in his own days, in his flesh, he was not able to see the temple.
但是他实在是明白主的心，他愿意为圣殿建圣殿这件事情摆上。
But he understood the will of God and was able to offer himself up for this.
在他里面，他已经知道圣殿已经成就了。
And inside of him, he already knew that the temple was already accomplished.
所以在诗篇二十七篇里面，他说到第四节，他说到。
So in Psalm 27, verse 4, he says,
有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的容颜，在他殿里求问。
One thing I have asked from the Lord that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all of my days, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in his temple.
那时候圣殿还没有建成。
At that time, the temple had not been built.
但是在大卫里面，他已经在圣殿里面寻求。
But in David, he was already in the temple seeking after the Lord.
所以我想到我们今天的光景。
So I think about our condition today.
我们今天，我们被神宝血的拯救。
That today we've been saved by our Lord Jesus' blood.
神为我们做的一切。
And he's done everything for us.
我们里面是不是能够明白神的心呢？
Are we able to understand the will of God?
特别在这个世代中。
Especially in this time.
我们知道主来的日子实在是近了。
We know that the Lord's return is very near.
有人说在这段时间神所做的就是等候他的回来。
Some may say that what the Lord is doing right now is waiting for his own return.
就是教会要装饰整齐。
For the church to be made ready.
这是最重要的一件事情。
This is the most important thing.
外面所有的兆头，所有的混乱，都是为着这件事情来所预备的。
The chaos and everything outside is for this purpose.
所以我里面也是感觉到，我们现今我们所要做的也有两件事情，好像大卫一般。
I feel in my heart we also have two things to prepare for.
第一个，当大卫为神做圣殿预备材料的时候。
So the first one being when David was preparing all the materials for the temple.
我们也要做一个对的人为神预备材料。
We also need to be a right person preparing material before the Lord.
圣经里面跟我们，新约里面跟我们多说到，我们都是活石，要建造，被建造成的灵宫。
The New Testament says that we are all living sacrifices.
当每个弟兄姐妹都成为活石的时候。
So when every brother and sister is considered a living stone,
我们可以被建造在一起。
That we can be built together.
所以今天不仅仅是我自己要成为一个活石。
So not only today that I need to be a living stone.
在座的每一位弟兄姐妹，我们都要。
But every brother and sister sitting here also.
我们每个人都要做一个对的人。
That we all need to be right people.
所谓对的人，就是像神，像我们的主。
A right person meaning we are like.Our Jesus, like、
我们知道当初基督徒的名称是 因着外邦人的一个昵称或者一个称所称号的。
We know the name Christian was from a nickname or a description of from other people.
就是像基督。
To be like Jesus.
所以今天我们每一个弟兄姐妹，我们要做一个对的人，像我们的主耶稣基督一样。
So each of us sitting here today is to be a right person by being like Jesus.
第二件事情，大卫说他是安排圣殿服侍敬拜的秩序。
So the second thing was that David arranged the order of worship.
那我里面的感觉，我们今天弟兄姐妹要照着我们的恩赐。照着神给我们的，我们做一个合一的见证。
And in my understanding, we need to be according to what the Lord has given us in His grace, and according to what He has allowed us to be a testimony.
就像在以弗所书第四章里面说到，
Just as in Ephesians 4:16,
全身都靠他联络得合适，各节百按各按各职，照着各体的功能功用彼此相助。便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
From whom the whole body being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love.
好叫神的教会真的是能够装饰整齐。
May the Lord's church really be made ready.
当神的教会装饰整齐的时候，我们的主就再来了。
And when the church is made ready, our Lord will return.
所以里面的一个实在是一个感觉，今天在前一半段我们看到第一节，我们看到是我神则为着我们所做的一切，我们得着满足。
So today I have this feeling that in the first portion of the points that it is really what the Lord has done for us that we can gain rest.
我们在主的同在中，我们得着安息，得着喜乐，得着平安。
That in His presence we gain rest, we gain joy, and we gain peace.
但是弟兄姐妹们，我们要像大卫一样，要更进入到神的心。
But we need to be like David and go further, deeper into the Lord's will.
不仅是神为我。
Not only God for us.
我们要为神
But we also for the Lord.
我们为神知道神所要的
That we would know what he desires.
好叫神的心也能得到满足
So that his heart could gain satisfaction as well.
在使徒行传里面第十四章第十三章说到一句话
In Acts chapter 13.
在三十六节
Verse 36.
他说大卫按神旨意服侍的那一他那一世代的人
For David, after he had served God's purpose in his own generation.
今天我们活在这个世代。
So today we live in this day and age.
我们有主的生命在我们的里面，我们都是神的儿女。
We have the Lord's life in us. We are children of God.
愿我们能够像大卫一样。
May we be like David.
我们能够服侍我们这个世代。
That we would serve our generation.
我们这个世代最重要的事情是什么呢？
What is the most important thing in this generation?
就是等候主的，我就是让教会装饰整齐，等候主的再来。
It is that the church would be made ready to wait upon the Lord's return.
这是每一个弟兄姐妹，每一个属儿女，在这个时候所当做的。
This is what every child of God, every believer should do.
啊，愿借着这些话语啊，我们彼此劝勉。
May we be encouraged, with these words.
愿神得到他自己的荣耀。
May the Lord receive His own glory.
好，我今天交通就到这里，我们一起祷告。
My sharing will end today. We'll pray.
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Lord, we praise you and thank you.
你实在是爱我们。
You truly love us.
你把我们从这个世界，从这个罪恶中拯救出来。
You saved us from this world, from this darkness.
你把那永远的生命放在我们的里面。
And you've given us eternal life.
我们在这个地上，我们可以享受天上的丰富。
That we could enjoy the heavenly blessings on this earth.
主，我们谢谢你，因为你实在是乐于与人同在。
Lord, we thank you because you desire to be with man.
因着你的同在，我们里面就充满了安息。
And because of your presence, we are filled with peace.
充满了喜乐。
And filled with joy.
主，我们实在是求你把渴慕你的心多多的放在我们的里面。
Lord, we pray that you would give more and more of a desire to after you in our hearts.
好像我们能够更明白你的心意。
That we would understand more of your will.
我们也能够学习大卫一般。
That we would be, learn to be more like you.
按着你的旨意，我们服侍这个我们这个世代。
That we would be more like David, who, according to your will, serve this generation.
主，我们知道这不是我们所能做的。
Lord, we know that this is not something we can achieve.
但是主，我们谢谢你，你已经把那个生命、把那个能力放在我们的里面。
We thank you because you've already given us the strength and ability in us.
所以，我们把每一个弟兄姐妹都仰望在你的手中。
So Lord, we entrust every brother and sister into your hands.
愿你在我们当中得着你所当得的。
May you gain what is rightfully yours in our midst.
我们这样祷告，感谢是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all these things in the Lord Jesus' precious name.
Amen.好，在我们结束之前，我们还是有一些简短的报告。
Before we end, we still have some brief announcements.
我们首先还是欢迎第一次弟兄姐妹或朋友，如果你是第一次来到我们这个会所聚会的请你站起来，我们可以欢迎你。
Let's still welcome those here for the first time. If this is your first time in this church building, please stand up so we can welcome you.
因为这个疫情的关系，我们就不用麦克风，那请你就自我大声讲一下你的名字，然后怎么能够认识你。
Because of the pandemic, we still won't use the microphone, but if you could just loudly say your name, introduce yourself.
大家好，我的名字叫侯宇翔。My name is like a 宇翔侯 and so I believe in Jesus Christ since I was in college. I graduated from University of Southern California and then I moved to Seattle. So it's very pleasure to be with us here.
Okay. 好，欢迎你。
We welcome you.
Okay.那不晓得还没有来第一次来到我们当中的。
Is there anyone else that's here for the first time?
好，欢迎。
Welcome you.
好，欢迎。不晓得还有没有？
Is there anyone else?
好，那有几件事提醒。
Okay, there's a couple of reminders.
就是我们周间的聚会都还是在线上。
Our other meetings are all still online.
哦，礼拜二的祷告聚会，礼拜五的聚会。还有周六的聚会都是在线上举行。
Tuesday night, Friday night, and Saturday are also all online.
请各组照着时间在到各组的那个 Zoom meeting 里面我们可以聚集。
Please meet according to your groups and the times on Zoom.
那这个接下来的主日是孙弟兄释放信息。
Next Sunday, Brother Sun will be speaking.
那孙家龙弟兄翻译。
And Brother Ben Sun will be interpreting.
好，请为弟兄们的服事祷告。
Please pray for our brothers' services.
那儿童的聚会，礼拜五跟礼拜天的聚会都还是在线上。
The children's meetings are still online on Friday and Saturday, Sunday.
然后就礼拜天，大家来会所聚会之前。
And for Sundays, just before everyone comes to the church building.
自己稍微注意一下有没有任何的情形，如果有任何的这个症状的话，就大家可能就留在家里比较好。
Please just self-screen for any symptoms, and if you have any, please stay home.
Yeah, 好，那2022年的西洋特会已经开始报名了。
The registration has already begun for the 2022 WCCC.
请弟兄姐妹尽早能够报名。
Please register as earlier.
如果对报名的事情有任何的疑问，或者是需要那个密码的话passcode 的话。要请下跟下位四位弟兄们联络。
If anyone has any questions about registration or needs the passcode for it, please contact the following four brothers.
林煌弟兄、李世博弟兄、吴建辉弟兄，还有马丽弟兄。
Brothers Huan Lin, Shi Bo Li, Chen Wu, or Li Ma.
Okay, 然后在外面桌上有为着福音周六福音聚会有的邀请卡。
There are some invitation cards for the Saturday gospel meeting out on the table.
下次周六的福音聚会是在4月23号。
So the next gospel meeting is on April 23rd.
虽然还有两个礼拜。
There's still 2 weeks.
那弟兄姐妹可以尽早邀请福音朋友们。
But brothers and sisters can start inviting brother or gospel friends.
如果有需要邀请卡的话，大家可以自己到外面的招待桌子上面。
So if you need invitation cards, they are out on the table.
好，那今天早晨的报告就到这里。
These are all the announcements for today.
那我们聚会就停在这里。
Our meeting will end for